Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Henry Bushnell, Yahoo Sports feature writer, wrote a piece about just that, joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Henry, how you doing?
I'm good, Bill. Thanks for having me.
So is it a remarkable run that this team has had in the last 5 years to come back to this point?
Oh, it's absolutely, it's stunning. It's, you know, when you think, and I think it's interesting. I think a lot of us on the, you know, that pay attention to the NBA more from like a broad point of view, from the national point of view, don't really understand where the Bucks were 5 years ago and where they were 10 years ago. You guys obviously do, so I'm not telling you anything new, but I think it's just but it's not just the fact that, you know, 5 years ago at the time of the ownership change, that they were at the bottom of the league in, you know, all the business metrics, and I mean obviously they were the worst team in the league as well, but it's just the fact that for, you know, decades there really just wasn't much hope among the fan base, it seemed, and people started to lose interest just because they never got bad enough to get good, but they never got good enough to really contend. So it was just that, you know, abyss of sports fandom, kind of, and now, you know, on the back of Giannis, they snapped out of it.
The franchise itself, in my opinion, has never been stronger. You've got a terrific marketing group. You've got a youthful marketing, you know, group as well that is very much interactive when it comes to social media. Obviously, they've got a superstar to glom onto. They've made a lot of the right moves. Budenholzer's, you know, voice has been heard. Ownership seems to have settled down a little bit, even though it's going to change governorship coming up after this season. It seems like the franchise is finally back on the tracks.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's the key point. And you know, it's going into the reporting of the story that I wrote, you know, I was trying to answer the question, like, how much does all that stuff really matter? Like, how much of this is just the mere fact that they have Giannis and that he's a transcendent player, and is, you know, arguably the front runner for MVP, and that everything flows from that. And then obviously, you know, the basketball stuff around him, or how much has the new arena mattered? Well, obviously it mattered keeping the team there. And then how much does all the behind-the-scenes stuff matter too? And I think the behind-the-scenes stuff is important in, A, it makes this sustainable in that it possibly, you know, persuades Giannis to want to stay there for his whole career and it persuades other players to come join him and make that on-court product sustainable. But then, you know, at some point, you know, his career in Milwaukee is going to be over, and it everything behind the scenes, you know, whether it's just the atmosphere, like how the team interacts with players, to the team's relationship with the fan base, to the amenities for the players, that just raises the baseline and raises the floor for what you might eventually come down to. So really, you know, everything about the franchise, you know, the level has just been raised.
Looking at the stardom that is Giannis, outside looking in, how big is his celebrity right now?
It's big and it's growing. You know, I think it's interesting. There's still a lot of people who, obviously he's a massive global superstar, but there are still people who care more about LeBron and more about James Harden, and more about some of the bigger names. In part, I think because, you know, Giannis, he's not the type of outspoken guy who wants to go out there and make a name for himself in any other way than just, you know, with his play on the court, and just, you know, being a, you know, a very good human being. But I think you're starting to see over the second half of the season, you're going to start to see, you know, even more publicity than he's already gotten. Obviously, it's, you know, tons of publicity already in Milwaukee, and even, you know, globally in Europe, he's obviously he's a big star in Europe and around the world. His jersey is the number four selling jersey in the league over the last, you know, 3 month period that the NBA measured that stuff. But it's only going to get bigger now that, you know, that stuff always lags a bit behind a player's play on the court. So now, especially, you know, with NBA being the focus of the sports world now over the next several months, you know, you're going to start to see it rising even more.
Looking also at this team, the signing of Brook Lopez, and I had said, now I know he's, you know, a little tired right now, but I think Brook Lopez was probably one of the biggest pickups this offseason of any team for the piece that he is and the role that he has played on this team.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, you think about in the NBA, if you're talking about non-rookie contracts, you know, and just like, you know, single season salaries, that right there might be one of the best. It might be one of the best, you know, value for money free agent signings of last offseason. It's pretty absurd to think about why the Lakers didn't keep him. He's precisely the type of player they need. But it's also a case of him being in the right system, I think. It's kind of been the perfect marriage of a player's, you know, skill set and a system that's going to accentuate it. And obviously, you know, Mike Budenholzer's done an outstanding job with him, putting him in the right positions. And he's the type of player that not only is he putting up good numbers and, you know, putting up the stats, but just his presence and having that floor spacer, you know, in this offense around Giannis opens up so many more, you know, so much more space for everybody else on the team. He's been outstanding.
By the way, we're talking with our buddy Henry Bushnell of Yahoo Sports, feature writer there, wrote a piece on the Milwaukee Brewers. On the Milwaukee Bucks. Is Budenholzer coach of the year right now?
I think he absolutely has to be, and I'm not even sure there really should be too much question about that. He's like just to think about what this team was last year versus what they are now, and also it's not just the record improvement; it's that you can see his imprint on the team, and you can see exactly where he's made a difference. Obviously, you know, he's made a big difference in kind of just like the culture and the attitude of the team too, but you can see his offense, and you can see how it works, and you can see how he fit these pieces into the holes that they should be in. Everything he's done so far has just been outstanding, and in my opinion, he absolutely should be coach of the year.
The ownership group is getting ready to transfer governorship, and it's a little bit of a unique situation here. They haven't always seen eye to eye either. I mean, the two primary owners have had a little bit of a contentious relationship, or at least reportedly, over the last 6 to 9 months. Is this a good or bad situation for Milwaukee once this thing all culminates?
You know, I'm honestly not sure we know the answer to that yet. You know, I know there was obviously some, you know, controversy around the, like when John Horst was named GM, but obviously, you know, that's worked out. And also, to some extent, you know, I think the success of the team potentially just smooths over any friction between them. Like, for example, when I was – so I talked to both of them for this – both Edens and Lazary for this story, and you know, they both raved about John Horst, who, you know, supposedly previously when they were in the GM search process, they had some disagreement about, and they both endorsed him for exec of the year. So I think there's a chance that because everything is working right now, you know, whatever disagreement there might be between them, it's not going to be as big of a deal. Now, maybe 5 years down the line, it is. And it is somewhat of a unique situation, I guess. But I don't think there's reason to, there's significant reason to be worried about that if you're a Bucks fan right now.
Henry Bushnell, Yahoo Sports, before I let you go, is this in your eyes a legitimate team to get now to the NBA Finals?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, I think there is the, you know, lingering concern of just that Mike Budenholzer's best teams in Atlanta were better in the regular season than in the playoffs. There's a reason for that. And there's a reason that, you know, as this, you know, other teams in the Eastern Conference have more star power, like thinking about the Sixers, for example, have more star power than the Bucks. And when you get to the playoffs and rotations shorten and maybe the game slows down a bit and the Bucks can't play in transition as much, and also just the fact that you never know what can happen in a relatively short playoff series. I think they're absolutely a finals contender, and they're one of the two or three top. They're certainly in the top two or three, I'd say. But among those four teams in the East, I really think they're almost even when it comes to finals odds right now, both in Vegas and just in the mind of a lot of people around the league. And I think that's right. I think it still remains to be seen how the team's going to fare in the playoffs.
Great stuff. Appreciate the phone call, and we'll chat again soon, Henry, okay?
Yep, thanks a lot.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. From Yahoo Sports, the feature writer there, wrote a great piece in the Milwaukee Bucks, Henry Bushnell, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.